Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, where the Spirit of the Lord is moving in the name of Jesus, glorifying his holy name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He is worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory. Praise the Lord. We welcome you, glory to God, as you join us. Hallelujah. Celebrating Jesus and glorifying his name and being used for his glory. Praise the Lord. I honor him and I thank him, for glory to God, for what he's doing in our lives and where he is taking us, in Jesus' name. I'm going to let you listen to a few minutes of the battle-ready prayer. Hallelujah. While we believe in God, hallelujah, for the Lord to move. Of course, when you try to pull something up on the online, you know you got to deal with these commercials.
Praises be to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Holy One of Israel, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I give you thanks and praise for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. I give thanks for a mind to pray, a heart to seek your face, and authority to bring my members into subjection. I thank you for this moment and the opportunity that each day brings. I know that each day is special, and I am empowered with unlimited potential. There are no ceilings on my life, obstacles that cannot be overcome, or barriers that can stand in my way. In fact, this is the greatest day of my life, and I am free to exercise all of the gifts and talents you have blessed me with. My hopes and dreams can manifest today, and I approach this moment with great expectation for miracles, breakthroughs, and deliverance. I stand before you, Lord, naked, offering no excuses or justifications for my shortcomings and weaknesses. I come, Lord, seeking your standard and not those of men. I pray that you will forgive me my sins, known and unknown. Forgive every thought, deed, action, motive, or intent of my heart that is not lined up with your word, your will, or your calling and purpose for my life. Please forgive secret faults and uproot any seed of discontent that has been planted in my life. Forgive me, Lord, if I have held back the tithe. And give me a heart to restore every person that I have wronged. Just as you forgive me, I forgive those that have wronged me, and I let go of any aught, bitterness, or ill will that I have held in my heart. I will not allow sin and bitterness to cut off the flow of blessings into my life.
In your name, Jesus.
I repent right now in the name of Jesus, and I receive the power of the blood to cleanse me from all iniquity. I come before you, Lord, with a heart that is after your own, and a mind that is stayed on you. I thank you, Lord, for saving me from myself and the consequences. I surrender, Lord, and give you total and complete reign over my life.
Yes, Lord.
I willingly submit to you in thanksgiving and praise. I thank you, Lord, for the relationships and fellowships that you have allowed me to share with you. I thank you for every moment, prayer, word, and opportunity to gain revelation and understanding concerning you. Forgive me for the times I have taken you for granted, or moments where I have allowed my focus and discipline to slip. I choose you, Lord, in all of your benefits, and denounce all ties and fellowship with the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have no place in the world, and denounce everything that it offers. You have given me a choice, Lord, and I choose to be in covenant with you. I have crossed the line of no return, and I will not look back. Each day I am getting more and more like you, and growing further and further from this world. My reality in Christ is more real than what my natural eyes behold.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I know that you are not a million miles away. You are right here with me every step of the way. I will have confidence in you, Lord, concerning every situation I face, every decision I make, and every temptation in my path. Give me an ear, Lord, to hear your instruction.
Yes, Lord, give me an ear to hear your instruction.
My life has been built on the foundation that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You died on the cross for my sins, and your blood was shed.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I was praying playing the battle ready prayer while we have the rest of the people come on, because it's only just two of us, in the name of Jesus. So now we have at least five of us or six of us. We can go on, praise the Lord, glorifying the Lord tonight and blessing him, because he is truly worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. For those that are just coming on, welcome again to the Block Talk Radio Divine Connection. Amen. Our scripture reading will come from Proverbs, the first chapter, starting at the seventh verse. And it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and a chain about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down to the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lots among us. Let all of us have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way of them with them. Refrain thy foot from thy path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of grain, of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without, she utters her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates, in the city she utters her word, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools in hating, that hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refuse, I have stretched out my hands and no man regarded. But ye have set a note at all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you with your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh in a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, and I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hate knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, they were none of mine. Counselor, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Thank you, Lord God, for the reading of the word. Praise God from Proverbs, first chapter 1 through 33. Praise the Lord. And we are not going to be simple-minded. We're going to hear wisdom as we cry in the street and cry every day when God is speaking to us, as we seek out his face and get in his word and let his word get in us. Hallelujah, that we may be able to refuse, glory to God, to accept anything that the enemy is offering or saying. We're going to stand on the promises of the Lord and the wisdom of God and walk in the anointing in the name of Jesus, to be the light, to be on the hill, glory to God, and that men, glory to God, may see our light. And we are praying more and more that we stand on the promises of the Lord and not be moved by our flesh, but moved by the Spirit. God, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy with this flesh on parade. We bind it up and command it to be loose from us in the name of Jesus. For those in the body, when I say us, those that, glory to God, refusing to hear totally what God is saying and want to do things on a part-time basis. We bind that up and plead the blood of Jesus. We speak life. We speak awareness. We speak conviction. We speak repentance. We speak, glory to God, for the body. Because you said, pray for more laborers in the vineyard. We are praying for more laborers genuinely. We're seeing so much crime, so much things going on in the land, glory to God. We see so much of the believers as well as our leaders and, glory to God, lay members are caught up, glory to God, in the things that are going on that they are not allowing the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, to truly show them and direct them, glory to God, and lead them, hallelujah. So, God, we're asking you like never before to help us, hallelujah, as a body, to be the light, to be, glory to God, on the hill, glory to God, to be on the place, glory to God. Nevertheless, we determined, just like they were saying last night with the Hebrew boys, hallelujah, did not bow down to the tribe through the fire. They stood, oh, glory to God, Daniel stood, glory to God. Paul stood in the name of Jesus. Peter stood, even though he might have made a mistake at one time. He stood, glory to God, in the trials. We are praying like never before. We will be the ones that will cry loud, spare not, and tell my people of their transgression. But we can't be telling people of their transgression and walking in deceit and glory to God, and chaos and confusion ourselves. We must make sure that we are walking righteous and holy. God, help us like never before, that we will listen to the wisdom that's crying in the street, that we will stand in the truth. We will, glory to God, wear the whole armor of God. We will walk, glory to God, in the counsel, glory to God, not in the counsel of the ungodly. In the name of Jesus, we will seek out your face in Jesus. We will pray ye one for another. Hallelujah. Bear one another burdens. Oh, we make up our mind and make the decree and declare, hallelujah, what thus said the Lord, that's what we shall do in the name of Jesus. Oh, when fear comes, we're going to bind it up and take authority over it, because you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We're not going to let fear manipulate us in the challenges of this world and this life and what the enemy is offering in the name of Jesus. Entice us. Oh, kore, ilera moshanda bokote de isitiak. Oh, shaba bokosheti ate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we want to be able to call upon the Lord with the faith to know that he's going to answer, because we have not dirtied our garments and we not got caught up in the things of this world. You already say only the pure in heart shall see God. You already told us, glory to God, that you said lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. You said we can't serve two masters. God, I pray an awakening in the body of Christ, because they have taken that, glory to God, and pushed it on the back burner as if it's not so in the name of Jesus. And you already said in your word that the word, glory to God, is not for no private interpretation. And you don't have no respect of persons. Ah, God, you gave us faith, every man a measure of faith. Help us, glory to God, to do as Paul said. You, glory to God, faith without works is dead. You show me your faith, and I'll show you my works, and works and show your faith. God, I pray like never before. Oh, God, I'm praying for those that are troubled in heart and those that have been challenged and allowed themselves to get overwhelmed, hallelujah, and now they're beginning to draw back or compromise. I pray, glory to God, for that yoke to be destroyed in the name of Jesus, that when we walk, glory, that we are walking in truth. When we preach or teach, we are preaching truth, and we'll be walking in the truth while we're preaching the truth. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to know we can't be, glory to God, a people pleaser. We can't get caught up, glory to God, saying and preaching your word and other people getting saved, and we'll, glory to God, end up being lost. That's what Paul said. I don't want to preach to others and myself be a castaway. God, help us like never before to know we're in the last days and we're in a time now, glory to God. We cannot get caught up, glory, with this world system. You say be transformed by the renewing of our minds, not to be conformed to this world system. Lord, I'm asking you like never before. It's too many people that were standing with righteousness and holiness and all, glory to God, and didn't compromise. Now all of a sudden it's been a turning of the tables. In the name of Jesus. Oh, it don't take all of that. Oh, it's okay now, glory to God. All homosexuals can come in now and they can preach, they can teach, they can play the keyboard, they can direct the choir. Oh, God, not even realize that it's transferring
spirits. Ah, glory. Open the door for contamination. Open the door, glory to God, for them to come in and recruit. Ah, glory. Ah, you got to be to a point we got to cry loud. In the name of Jesus, we got to bind this flesh up and cancel the assignment in our own self, glory, for we can be able to really be, glory, effective and not an infection to the other parts of the body or either to those that don't know him. We can't be having mixed messages going out. In the name of Jesus, double standards. Oh, God, holiness and righteousness. You said what holy, unholy got to do with holy? What righteous, unrighteous got to do with life? What darkness has to do with life? There is no space in between. In the name of Jesus, there's no negotiation in hell, and there's no negotiation with God right now. In the name of Jesus, he said one jot or tittle of his word will pass, glory to God, heaven and earth will pass before it will. God, we got to get real. We got to know as hell, as heaven is from earth, is our ways and our thoughts from God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, help us to be determined. Build up our relationship with you like never before. We cannot, glory to God, let a little bit of leaven come in. We got to make sure every day, help us in our shortcomings. Keep a repentance heart. Oh, God, pray one for another. Bear one another burdens. Oh, glory to God, and not to be so judgmental, but judging things according to what the word says. The word already is judgment, but we cannot do it on a way, go out to appease flesh, to satisfy flesh. We got to stand as what God's word is saying. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to help those that are struggling now, that are going through, hallelujah, with their bodies and going through in their minds and going through, glory, with situations and emotions and, glory to God, of betrayal and all kind of other things that are happening that causing them, glory to God, to start to waver, and some even about to give up and some have. God, I'm praying for healing and deliverance. I'm praying for an awareness. I'm praying for the trust to be in the Lord and not get caught up in making gods out of our pastors and our prayer partners and our wonderful friends and all this kind of stuff. Oh, God got to be first, even our own families and children and husbands and education and making gods and idols out of those things. We got to put you first in everything. Seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness. Everything else going to be added. Oh, we got to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. Oh, we can't just have it, glory to God. Speaking it, preaching it, prophesying it, and lying. We got to stand on it and do it, glory to God. We can't, glory to God, do a little bit. That's like somebody being a little bit pregnant. You either is or you're not. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cannot be, glory to God, a people, glory to God, that's going to have flesh on parade. God, I'm asking you like never before. It's a cry out now. Hallelujah, like never before, because it's sure so much stuff we see in blood running in the streets like water. People, glory to God, just hallelujah, will strike a match. That's how quick their tempers are. Oh, glory to God, killing people in the physical and also defamation of character, killing them, glory to God, even with their tongues and changing lives, glory to God, because lies can get out and turn things around and cause people to lose their jobs, lose their homes, lose their marriages, lose relationships. Oh, glory to God, that tongue, that fire. Oh, Robo Korebe Kiande. Oh, Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to help the believers to wake up so we can be able to get in place to help those that are in darkness to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, praying against, glory to God, not only homosexuality, we're praying for against dementia. We come against heart attacks and strokes. We come against, glory out, the gout, glory out, kidney failures, glory to God, respiratory problems, glory out, all kinds of problems, glory to God, going in the bloodline, things that are going on in the ear, nose, and throat, glory to God, things that are happening, glory to God, in the families and relationships. We bind up the spirit, glory to God, that want to destroy relationships, glory to God, in the homes, in the church, also glory to God, and glory to God on the business and the inside, glory to God on the jobs. We pray, glory to God, even for neighbors and neighbors, glory to God, fighting and whatever, and people that don't even know each other, just coming up, glory to God, doing stabbing and shooting and killing and blowing, glory to God, things up, glory to God, and not even caring, concerned about people's lives. Oh, people caught up so much that they loving their animals and their dogs and everything else before they even be concerned about a human life. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it's got to be a battle. It's got to be a change. Oh, you said these things going to happen in the last days, but you were telling us what is going on, but you did not say, hallelujah, for us not to pray. You told us that we need to pray and bind and loose and glory to God and witness and be glory to God in place, hallelujah, to do a work for the kingdom of God. Because when the lights go out, that means you've already caused us to exit. So we got to be on our assignment. And you didn't give us fear, glory to God, because the things are getting worse. You made us aware and know that we are protected and shielded and covered under the blood by you. You said men's hearts will fail them, glory for the things that come on earth. You weren't talking about the believers. You're talking about those that are walking in darkness and in, don't know you in the part of their sins. Either or the backsliders. God, we are praying in the name of Jesus. Glory to God that we be strong in the Lord with the whole army and use the weapons that you've given us to keep our minds, glory, that steadfast on and pull down them strongholds, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring it into captivity and obedience. Pray one for another. Bear one another, brothers. Lift each other up and esteem others more highly than ourselves, but never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. God, it's a praying time like never before, but we got to be about not only pray, we got to obey. We got to seek your face and get in faith, glory, in prayer, in the name of you, through your word, and speak and decree that in Jesus' name, and not to be so distracted about the chat room and the internet and the phone, glory to God, and my relationship and my job and whatever. People spend more time on the job than they spend, hallelujah, in their families, or spend more time in the job than they even have time for God, hallelujah, or at church, or even their own personal relationship. God, sometimes those jobs have become idols because we'll do that, but then we'll miss church because I got to be to work. I miss church because, glory to God, I was so tired because I worked so hard. Oh, we missed church, so I had to take my children to the soccer game. I had to take them to the basketball game. I had to take them, glory to God, and take them over here to do this, that, and the other. Oh, and then when crisis come, we're looking for him to be the Christ of the crisis. Oh, we got to get it together and be able to pray and stand on the word in spite of it so we can get strong in the Lord and be, glory to God, a force to be reckoned with. Together, glory to God, corporately, but individually, we got to have our own relationship with you. God, we are just praying more and more like never before. We need you, and we cannot afford to walk in independence. We got to be dependent on you. We got to get rid of our independence, and dependent on others and other things instead of dependent on you. God, we need you. We can't have this hesitation and reservation or procrastination. We got to have pursuing and, glory to God, perseverance. Glory to God, submitted and committing ourselves to you. So I pray and thank you for these prayer warriors that come on. God, I know they fight the fight, a good fight of faith daily, but they come on every week, going on 9 years and standing, glory to God, and preaching and teaching the word, challenges in their own homes and in their own lives. But thank God for their persistence and pursuing. God, continue to help them, strengthen them, help us all in our shortcomings, because somewhere all of us got something we're short in until Jesus comes back. But we get stronger in that. Something else might come up that he revealed about our lives, and then we get stronger in that is continue. And like you told Peter, when you've been converted, then strengthen your brother. God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to stand on the promises of the Lord. And thank God for Jesus being our advocate. Hallelujah. Thank God that he is praying and interceding on us every day. We step for us every day. Thank God for the paraclete, the Holy Spirit. Thank God for El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-blessed one, the all-sufficient, the more than enough God. Thank God for Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. And you said you'll give us peace that passes all understanding. When we keep our minds and hearts steadfast on thee. There is, glory to God, a condition there. In the name of Jesus. God, and I thank you that we'll be glory to God. Covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. It's so much to continue to pray for. We pray for our soldiers, our military people all over the world, all around the globe. There in some places, glory to God, that their lives are right now on the line in the name of Jesus. Thank you for taking us, glory to God, and protecting us for this United States. But us need to, glory to God, turn back to in God we trust in the name of Jesus. So many idol gods have come from so many different countries, and so many things they're pushing, trying to push Jesus out and push glory to God. Or if you say God, oh, God can be any other of them little gods, a little God. But the true and living God is Jesus Christ and our Father. Ah, glory to God, the Father, hallelujah, that sent the Son, hallelujah, that loved us so much, and the Son gave his life so much, hallelujah, shedding of his blood and a sacrifice he made, glory, and now redeem us back to the Father, hallelujah, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We bless God. Help us, God, to be better than what we're doing, even in our own homes, hallelujah, in the ministry. And God, some that got so many tempers, even some of our leaders got tempers that they need the glory to God, be tempered in the name of Jesus. Let God take some carrying baggage and hallelujah, not realizing that contamination, go out to the congregation. Congregation needs to get better about glory, releasing things to God and lifting up their leaders and praying for them and making sure that we're lining up with God's word and they are too. Follow me as I follow Christ. Hallelujah, as Paul said. Some are following some things they know it's not of God. In the name of Jesus, we're praying those yokes be destroyed. Praying for truth. Some people say they want truth, and some people don't want truth. Ah, glory, I still want to be able to be blinded to keep doing what I'm doing. But, oh, God, conviction is going to be there, and it's up to you to say yay or nay who I'm going to serve. God, help us all. We bless you. Oh, God, we're going to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Always to be something to pray about. We bless the Lord tonight, and we bind up Satan out of the courts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, and pray glory to God for the blessings of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow, that we stand on his word and on his promise. In the name of Jesus, he is worthy of the praise. Praise the Lord. We're going to have mothers to thank God in Jesus' name. We call our back our peace and our joy and standing on God's word. Amen. We're going to have Mother Alexander that came on already. Mother Willette, I'm saying. Mother McCormick. Mother, oh, come on down, DJ. Come on down. Praise the Lord, Pastor. In the name of Jesus. Glory be Yahshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, reign. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Mother Alexander Evangelist. Praise God. Then Mother Willette. Mother Pastor Bird. Mother McCormick. Let me see one moment. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord. Pastor Sims, I'm going to leave it from that, and then I'll take it from that after that. Praise God. I scrolled it down because I don't want it to lock up on me. Praise the Lord. At this time, go over there. We'll have Mother Alexander then. Let me take it from there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for waking us up this morning in sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord. We give you and you alone the praise and the glory, Lord God. For your promises tell us, Lord God, if we pray. So, Lord, we know prayer is the key, and prayer is what will keep us strong in the word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for grace and mercy in our lives, Lord God. Lord, we bring our family before you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to continue to touch them, Lord, and strengthen them, Lord. Let them continue to stand in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are the only provider, the only protector, the only deliverer, Lord God. Because regardless of what's going on, you heal, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you for healing, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us in the name of Jesus. I pray for my sons and my grandsons, Lord God. Continue to bless them and keep them, Lord God. Lord, you see each and every one of them, Lord God. But we know that you are a deliverer, Lord. You are a provider, and you are a healer, Lord God. We pray for my grands and great-grands in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue to keep these grands, Lord God. Give them the strength to remember, Lord God, and to stand strong, knowing that you can do it all, Heavenly Father. Just put their trust in you and believe and stand faithful. Oh, God, help them to know, Lord God, that you never leave them nor forsake them. Oh, Lord, we pray for the Vice President of the United States, the President. Continue to keep both of them strong, Lord God, that they continue to stand on the promises, Lord. Only you can keep us strong, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand faithful in your word, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you today, Father God. I pray for the sick, Lord. We have some sisters that is going through some situation, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you for healing Cece, Lord God. I thank you for what's going on with famous Kathy Famous, Lord God. Lord, you know her and you see all that goes on. But I know you said in your word, pray for one another, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, I know that you're taking care of the situation with Kathy, Lord God. And knowing that you are the only deliverer, Lord God. There is none can deliver like you, Heavenly Father. Because when you deliver, Lord God. Just like you tell us in your word, out and believe and we have to receive. Oh, God, help us to stand on what you said and do what you said. Because your word is true, Heavenly Father. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for making a way out of no way. For the Lord that I see the other day that I thought something was gone out of her. She says, no, she's doing all right. So continue to bless her, Lord. Continue to bless her. Because, Lord God, it's only you make that possible for sin. Only you make it possible for her. Because she could not do it without you, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing her into such a wonderful situation, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And, Lord God, you said in your word, you execute judgment for the fatherless and the widow. Lord, you take care of your widows, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you for taking care of us, our Lord God. Because without you, Lord God, where would the widows be? But, Lord, we just want to thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Oh, you watch over our fatherless sons, Heavenly Father, because it's not been for you, Lord God. Where would they be? Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, for watching over us, Lord, keeping your widows and your fatherless sons, Lord, because no matter what goes on, I know that you're a God that answers prayer. And, Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing them, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for strengthening them, Lord God, because only you do it, Heavenly Father. And we know that these things come by faith and belief, that only in the name of Jesus we can receive these things, because your word said it, Lord. We believe it, Father God. And Lord, thank you, Lord God. I pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord God. Those that know, those that don't know, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they continue to stand strong on your promises. Continue to seek you more and more, Lord God. Because no matter what goes on, Lord, your promises tell us, Lord, if we pray. If we pray, so we know prayer is the key for everything. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us going, Lord God. Pray for pastors, Lord, your pastors, Lord God, that they continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus, regardless what's going on, knowing that you are the author and finisher of their life. Regardless what goes on, they are overcomers, Lord God. And, Lord, we pray for the body of Christ, Lord. Some is falling, some is standing, but we know, Lord God, that they can stand according to your word, Lord. Stand faithful on the promises of God. So we pray for the body of Christ too, Lord God. Those that is falling at the wayside because of rumors of all these things, knowing that you tell us already, Lord God, rumors of war and things like this going to happen. So help us all, Lord God, to don't be a scary cat about these things. Stand faithful, knowing that your word is going to keep us true if we stand on the promises. And Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord God. I thank you for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening doors for us all, Lord God. Because only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, I thank you most of all, Heavenly Father, for sisters and brothers that come together in the prayer line as one, Lord God. Thank you for the head of the prayer line, Pastor, Lord God. Continue to bless our Lord. Continue to keep our standing strong in the name of Jesus. Lord, you tell us in your word, whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. That includes sickness, disease, aches, pain, anything that come against us. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, that we continue to stand faithful regardless what we see in the world, Lord God, knowing that you already gave us the victory. As in the name of Jesus, we stand faithful, Lord. And Father God, I thank you today, Lord. Thank you for being so good, Lord. Thank you for the strength that you gave us, Lord God, because only you keep us going. We can keep ourselves. It's not been for you. Strengthen us always to do what we have to do. It's only you do it possible for us, Lord. And, Lord, these things I ask of you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah for another day's journey. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, thank you so much. I love you, Lord. Let me read this word, 2 Peter praise God, 1 and 3 says, and as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Glory be to God. God has given us that what pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Praise God. Hallelujah. I missed that word, life. He's given us that which pertains to life and godliness. So I bow my head before you, Father God. I thank you for a wonderful, blessed, great day in Christ Jesus' name that you've been with us all day long. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the prayers that have already gone forward. I thank you that you are the true and living God. I thank you for the good messages on last night on faith, Lord God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try us or to test your faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you love us and that you are yet for us. Hallelujah. It was by your grace and your mercy that you allowed us to wake up in a sound mind. Hallelujah. Mind to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, of mind to call upon the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So I worship you. The songwriter says, I worship you. Almighty God, there is none like you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And therefore, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you for what you've already doing. I thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace upon all of us, Father God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you see every situation. Glory be to God. I was reminded how you said hallelujah to me and spoke a word to me and telling me, Lord God, that your ways are innumerable. We can't think of all the ways you're able to help. And every situation, every road that we travel, you already know what is going to take place down there. We don't know, but you know what's going to take place down that road. So we walk, hallelujah, as children of God, walk by faith. And we pray, oh God, for our young and those that are coming on behind us, that they'll become God chasers and faith walkers in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at the right hand of you, making intercession. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that help us. Father, your word teach me that we need to be filled with the Spirit because we need help on this journey called life. Glory be to God. And your Holy Spirit equip us and give us the strength, hallelujah, to continue to say yes to you, Father God, and no to that is not like you in Jesus' name. You said, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. We don't need to be running to mischief. But if we're children of God, we need to be light and we need to be salt. We need to be light in such a way that we, Lord God, not draw people to us, but draw people to you and pray that they run to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I praise you on this evening, Father God, because I thank you that you take good care of your people. Been studying in the book of Genesis how, yes, Joseph went through quite a bit dealing with his brothers, but he reminded in chapter 50 that he was telling his brothers, yep, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good that I might save much people. God had a call on his life. Hallelujah. And he was able to fulfill it with the help of God. Glory be to God. And he had such mercy, reminded about the message last night. He didn't harbor the bitterness in his heart toward his brothers. But even though they couldn't forget about what they had done, the mischief they was doing to the brother, his brother was able to forgive them of their dastardly deed that they had toward the brother. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that we've learned as born-again believers, baptized with the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that we can't hold or harbor stuff in our heart, but we have to forgive, hallelujah. If we want to see King Jesus one day, we better let go of this bitterness and anger and all this stuff that's been in our hearts, and we pray for healing wounds, Lord God, of those, Lord God, who have been hurt in time past and for some reason letting the enemy bring it and throw it back up in their face. The devil is a liar. We bind up that demon of deception and demon of, Lord God, disruption people's hearts and their minds and souls with stuff that had happened in the past. Deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you so much for the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that, Lord God, that you have a special prayer this evening for those that are, Lord God, in conflict in Israel. I pray, oh God, deliver your people from this wickedness and this evil attacks, Father God, and deal with the enemy, Lord God, that's causing all these attacks on your people in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for those in positions, special prayer for those in positions of authority, our leaders, Lord God, not just our leaders on the land, but the leaders in the body of Christ. God, people need good counsel, and I pray for good counsel for them. You said pray for those in leadership and those in authority. So we lift them up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Special prayer for those, Lord God, that are hurting, those in pain, those that are sickness or having to go to the hospitals and, Lord God, have masses and, Lord God, tumors removed from their body, praying that they're not cancerous. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praying that those that have been bound by addiction strongholds and mind disorders, Lord God, depression, we pray that they are loosed by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You said whatever we loose down here, you're loosened in heaven. Therefore, we proclaim that those that have been, Lord God, tangled up in a web of deception by the enemy and been bound by these things, we pray that they are set loose from, Lord God, these addictions, these strongholds, this sin, in the name of Jesus, immorality. We plead the blood of Jesus against it. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray special prayer for those that can't help themselves, that need special needs, Lord God, the paraplegics, those that are, Lord God, in nursing homes, hospitals, psychiatric facilities, prisons, Lord God. Some may have been falsely accused, but we pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray for those children in school, Lord God. We pray for the teachers. We pray for the health care and medical staffs in Christ Jesus' name, caretakers. Everywhere we lift up the name of Jesus and we pray that, Father, you bless those, Lord God, that stand in the need of a special touch from you this evening. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray strength, Lord God, to that one that has been weak. Help them, Lord God. Lift them up off their sick bed in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the healer. Glory be to God. Thank you for those that can, Lord God, suture up wounds and straighten out broken bones. But, God, we pray for divine deliverance on this evening for that person that's sick. And you bring about your divine healing in Christ Jesus for, praise God, hallelujah, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, praise God, Psalms 107, verse 20, and Exodus 23rd chapter, verse 25. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for your help on this evening. We know you are our help. You give us the help we need. Hallelujah, we are hopeless in you. Oh, glory be to God. You say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, we didn't have to have such a beautiful day today, but you gave it to us in spite of. We thank you for your good mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you continue to be with, Lord God, our prayer warriors, Lord God, people everywhere. Lord God, our children, in the name of the Lord Jesus, our families, our friends, my neighbors, Lord God. I pray for my neighbors on my street, Lord God, that, Lord God, if they're not saved, that if you put them in my path, Lord God, I want to be able to share Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God, the soon coming King, to them. I want to be able to tell them that Jesus is still the answer for the world today. In Christ Jesus' name. So I pray for them, Father God. I pray for, Lord God, people everywhere in the name of Jesus, for we all need you, Lord God. special prayer for these wonderful women and men on this line, Father God, and on that's holding up prayers on prayer lines. It's everywhere, Lord God. Maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow, maybe on the weekend, whenever they hold in prayer, we're lifting up, Lord God, these women and men of God. Hallelujah. Special prayers goes out for them, for Minister BJ in Christ Jesus and her entire family. Prophet Bird, in Christ Jesus' name, God, you know what these women stand in need of, and we pray that their needs are met. Nothing missing, nothing broken in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for divine healing and deliverance, Lord God. What they stand in need of, meet that need in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up Sister Alexander. We lift up your preachers, Pastor Sam's, praise God, Apostle Burton, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Sister, the preacher that preached last night, Sister Alexander, and Sister Brenda, in Christ Jesus' name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so many more, Sister McCormick, Lord God, Brother Black, in Christ Jesus, some have, Lord God, Sister Rachel and her daughter, Sister Laura, in Christ Jesus, Lord God, I just pray for the families, Lord God, of those represented on this line. We pray, oh Lord God, that you break every yoke, destroy every stronghold that trying to get in the way of your people. And Lord God, we say that those assignments of the enemy, those secret plots that he's planning, we said that they shall not come to pass, because you said whatever we ask you, believing that we receive, we have what we ask. So we thank you, and we walk by faith that you have given us, and we say it is so in Jesus' name. It's already voided and null. We say, Lord God, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up our, Lord God, I mentioned before, we pray special prayer, Lord God, for our brother who has to go get a lot of tests, Brother Bird, and his dear wife, Sister Ann, and Mother Bird, in Christ Jesus' name. Pray for the newlyweds, Lord God, Sister Angela and Brother Stewart, in Christ Jesus' name. Bless them, Lord God, with the life you intend for them, in Christ Jesus' name. Heal the bodies, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Lord God, I just thank you so much. I bless you right now. I praise you. I honor you. I exalt you, Lord God. I worship you. Lord God, I thank you so much. I pray that your divine Holy Spirit will continue to be with us every single day. Lord God, thank you for allowing us to get out on the highway this morning and take a road trip, and you blessed us with safety there and coming back in Jesus' name. Thank you for the good, fresh air we were able to breathe. Glory be to God. Have mercy, and Father, remember those, my dear friends, Lord God, who's lost loved ones. We lift them up, and we pray that you bless them in a special way. And Lord God, hallelujah, it's all right to grieve for those that you love, but let's just not stay there in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give them, Lord God, the strength that they need, and we pray that you wrap your loving arms around them and comfort them in such a special way, and let them know, Lord God, that you never leave them. And you never forsake them. So keep us all, Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. We praise you this evening. We thank you and we honor you. And once again, Lord God, we worship you. You are Almighty God, the wonderful God that saves our lives. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. And Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need your help, Lord God, to keep me focused and help me to know what I must need do in order to draw others to you. I honor you this evening. I bless you and I praise you. And perhaps I've missed somebody's name, and I pray, Father God, that you bless them in a special way. Meet that need according to your riches and glory. Bless your people, Lord God. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus I pray in Jesus' name. And remember those, Lord God, again, that's been destitute and poverty-stricken because of these wars. The blood of Jesus against it, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, your divine will be done now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I honor you and I praise you tonight, and I give you glory. God, I stand in agreement with every prayer that have gone out tonight in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to stand in the gap, God, for Israel tonight in view of their attack today, as you have given me. Genesis 12:1 says this, Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thine kinmen and from the father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thy shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Peace of Jerusalem. Father, in the name of Jesus and according to your word, I long and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that its inhabitants may be born again. I pray that you, Lord, will be a refuge and a stronghold to the children of Israel. Father, your word says, multitudes are in the valley of decision, and whosoever call upon your name shall be delivered and saved. Have mercy upon Israel and be gracious to them, O Lord, and consider that their fight for their land to be restored. You, Lord, are their strength and stronghold in their day of trouble. We pray that they are righteous before you and that you will make even their enemies be at peace with them. Your word say you will deliver those for whom we intercede, who are not innocent, through the cleansing of our hands. May they realize that their defenses and shield depend upon you. We thank you for your word, Lord, that you have a covenant with Israel and that you will take away their sins. They are your beloved. Your words say also that your gifts are irreversible, that you never withdraw them once they are given, and that you do not change your mind about those to whom you give your grace or to whom you send your call. Though they have been disobedient and rebellious towards you, Lord, we pray that they will repent and obtain your mercy and forgiveness through your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise you, Lord, for your compassion and your forgiveness to your people. We praise you, Father, that they are under your protection and divine guidance, that they are your special possession, your peculiar treasure, and that you will spare them. For we have read in your word that all Israel shall be saved. We commit ourselves to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you, Father, for delivering us all from every work, evil, and the work for the authority you have given us with the name of Jesus. We love you and we praise you, Father. We thank you, Father God, for giving our nation the president, his cabinet, our God, our armed forces. Give them wisdom, God, and show them how to intercede at this hour in the name of Jesus. Help us to be a blessing to that nation, Father. In this time of war, God, you said that there would be war and rumors of war. But God, we thank you tonight for their protection, and we ask your protection for those, God, who have been taken captive tonight, the young people and the old people, God, in the precious name of Jesus. God, we give this prayer over to you. Thank you for interceding. And God, I thank you, Father God, for your goodness and grace that you've shown us this country called America, God. I thank you, Father God, for how you have protected us and kept us. I thank you, Father God, for those that love you unconditionally. And God, my prayer is that the body of Christ, regardless of color or creed or religion or denomination, that we will come together as the body of Christ, because God, you've given that responsibility to the church, that we will come together and pray without ceasing, believe that whatever we do in unity, and oneness as your body, God, shall come to pass. God, I know you've heard the prayers of each intercessor tonight that have gone forth. And God, there are so many more. And God, we are believing that when we get together as unity and in oneness, those things are going to be destroyed. So God, we thank you for hearing us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for using us as your body, as your voice, crying out in the wilderness in this time like never before. Bless each speaker that God have prayed before me and those that's coming. And God, I pray for their families and for their family's family in the name of Jesus. All blessing be upon them. Thank you for Pastor BJ, God, who heads up this prayer line. Be with her and her family tonight as well. God, we love you, we praise you, and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. We thank God for each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. We touch and agree with each and every one of us, God, that you'll forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done. And I just want to sing a little song. I hope I can, I'm believing God that I'm going to be able to sing this song. It's a song about, says, it's my desire to live for Jesus. Y'all pray for me. It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live for him. Often fail him and cause him shame. It's my desire to live for him. If you could see where Jesus brought me from and where I am today, then you would know the reason why I love him so. Where you can take this wealth and riches. I don't need earthly fame. It's my desire to live for him. Praise the Lord, saying, I just want to sing that song. It's just been in my heart. And there's a lot more to go with it. But I just had to sing, I just want to sing that little bit because it's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to walk with him forward and to be able to help somebody along the way that's going through the problems and the situation on today. So it's my desire to do these things. And I just pray on tonight, and I pray for each and every one that's on the prayer line on tonight. And I just pray for Pastor Hubbard on tonight. I pray that you'll continue to strengthen her body and take her through. I pray, Lord God, for Apostle Bird on tonight, that you'll continue, Lord, to give her heart desire and bless her as she go forward. And I pray for Mother Alexander. And I pray for Minister Willard. And I pray for Pastor Stenham tonight. And I just pray, Lord God, for each and every one that's on the line of tonight. Might not call everybody's name out, but I just pray for everybody because everybody is somebody on tonight. And I just thank you for each and every one that have been praying for me as I have been going through the things I went through with my family and my remit. But I thank God for giving me the strength to go through, to be able to encourage other ones as I was going through the same thing too. So I just thank God because God is a good God. And he's been so good to me. He has brought me from a mighty long way when I couldn't even see my way, when I didn't even know how the way was going to be made. He let me know I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So I just give glory and honor to him on tonight for what he's doing And I just pray, Lord, for people that's going through, people that's struggling, people that can't see their way, that don't know which way to go. And, Lord God, I pray that people will realize Heavenly Father is the answer today. He is the one that we need to call on. He is the one that we need to look to. He is the one that he said, come unto me, all who that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So I pray in the name of Jesus that we people will realize that the answer is in Jesus Christ on tonight. It's no answer in nothing else but Jesus. And if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got nothing. So I just pray in the name of Jesus that people realize that he is the one that can bring us through. He the one that can change us when we want to be changed. He the one that can open that door when doors need to be opened. He the one that can do anything. They ain't not too hard that the man can't do. So I just praise God for him on tonight because he's been good to me. He has brought me through so many things. And the things I've been through this past week or last week and the other week, I tell you, I know it won't nobody but Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I praise God for what he's doing in the midst of the situation in my life. I pray, Lord God, for the president of the United States. I pray for Vice President on tonight. I pray, Lord God, for the law enforcement. I pray, Lord God, for the doctors and the nurses. I pray, Heavenly Father God, for people that standing upside the road that don't have food, that don't have things that they need. I pray for these people in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, for those little people, Lord God, the little babies everywhere, God. Oh, Father, that don't have the water that they need, that clean water. I pray for the clean water tonight, that people will get that water that they need, the clean water, to be able to bathe in, to be able to have to drink, to be able to have the food that they need. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I even pray, Lord God, for the school system. I pray for school system where children is in school now, where some of them sometimes they can't get the food that they need. They don't have the money to buy a hot food, and sometimes they give them a peanut butter and jelly, not even give them the right food, a hot food like they need. So, God, I pray, even though that's food too, peanut butter and jelly, but still they need a hot a meal just like anybody else do. So I pray in the name of Jesus for the situation of the school system. I pray, Lord God, for the teachers. I pray, Lord, for the principal, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for people that's traveling up and down the highway, God. I pray, Lord God, for people with sometimes when they go places and they're sitting in a car and then they find somebody or come by and just begin to shoot at them. I pray for these situations where people are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Even you ain't got to be sitting in a car. You could be sitting in your yard. You could be standing side of the road. Or you could be just doing things. And that ain't nothing but the trick of the devil. So we bind up these spirits, these foul demons. We bind them up and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now in the name of Jesus because he has no authority over us. We can pray and we can just pray because God said he has given us that authority to pray. Jesus said it belongs to us. It belongs. He said he has given us he said there's power. There's power in the name of Jesus. And he has given us that authority to be able to call those things and be not as though they were. He has given us that authority, and he said in his word, God, he has sent his word to heal them and deliver them from all their destruction. So I just pray, Lord God, for those that's going through sickness in their body, those that's going through different sickness in their body on tonight. So many sickness, so many things. I just pray that the God with the Spirit of the Lord will go through the nursing home, will go through the hospital, or go through even homes and touch those that's sick in their body because there's so much sickness, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, often pray and think about Pastor Stem, brother in the nursing home, brother Alonzo. I pray for him on tonight. And I just pray that God will continue to raise him up and put him back in the place in a better place where he used to be, how he used to get on the prayer line and how he would get on there and always talk about his family, Lord God. I pray for him on tonight. God would give him strength to be able to go through and to be able to be strong in the Lord, in the power of the might, that he'll be able to have that testimony, to be able to tell somebody that God delivered him and brought him through. I pray, Lord God, even for Pastor Stem, I pray for her that you would give her strength too, because I know she think about it, and I know she knows what was going on before, how he were, and now the way he is now. But God, I know God is going to do it for her, and I pray for her that God would give her the strength to be able to carry on, to stand, and to be able to hold on to the family, to be able to continue to lift up the name of Jesus for all of them, in the name of Jesus, not just for our family, but other ones. I pray for all the prayer warriors, because we've been on this line for our whole, for about 8 or 9 years, and God, we've just been praying, and we've been bailing out for other ones out here that needing help, Lord God. And that's what we want to do. It ain't nothing that we just on here just saying words. We want to do this. We want to be obedient to the word of God. We want our light to shine that men and women can see the Jesus in us. We want to be just be able to pray a prayer to be able to somebody can get help, and somebody will come crying saying, what must I do to be saved? So I just pray right now in the name of Jesus for each and every one on the prayer line. Those that come on the prayer line that don't even say anything, we pray for you tonight. We lift up the name of Jesus on you for you tonight, that God will grant you your heart desire. He will give you what you need. He will open up doors and make ways for you. He sees your heart and he sees your mind. And he said in the word, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he know that you're on the line, even though you're not seeing anything. He know you're on the line. So I just pray, Lord, as we continue to call on the name of Jesus, because God sent his son in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all could be saved. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're doing. I thank you for how you're working out situations. I thank you for how you keep letting us know that you see and you know what we need, because you love us. You love us. You love us that way. And I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the word of God tell us in Matthew 21 and 22. It said, whatsoever thing you ask, when you pray, believing, you will receive it. So as we continue to pray, we pray and we believe this thing. We believe it's going to happen for you on the line. We believe things are going to turn around for you. And so, God, I thank you tonight. I honor you tonight. And I thank you for all what you're doing. I pray for my children on tonight. I pray that you continue to bless. I pray for my granddaughter, Pori. I thank God for how all of y'all have touched and agreed for her on this line, and how things were going before, and how God has made a change in her life. I thank God for what God is doing, and I pray that God, I pray that she will continue to have the mind to get a closer, more closer walk with you, Lord Jesus, that she will be able, whenever she has to do and be led of the Spirit, that she will make sure that she's being led of the right Spirit. I don't want her to be led of the wrong Spirit. I want her to be led of the Spirit of God. When God speaks to her heart, I want her to say what Jesus said, not just what her wanted, what she wanted to say, but what Jesus tell her to say. The same with myself. The same with anybody else. Help us, Lord God, when we open up our mouth, we will speak what the Word of God say. We will speak what you told us to speak. We will be obedient to you, Lord God. We will have the wisdom and the knowledge to know how to do and what not to do in the name of Jesus. So I love you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because I know the Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our life. I love you tonight, Lord. I appreciate you, and I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the matchless, holy, mighty, righteous name of Jesus, oh, Father, we come to you tonight in the humblest manner that we know how, but we want to lift you up, Father, high, high, and higher, as we can lift you up, Father, that men and women, boys and girls everywhere would be able to see you and to know you in the free pardon of their sins. Father, I thank you for all of these warriors that have come before me in honest, anointed prayer. And I thank you, Lord, for those that will come after me to lift up your name. Father, we know that you are a prayer-answering God. And Father, we come at this time because it is the month of October, for one thing, and evil spirits and witches and warlocks and all those things are about calling themselves doing their business. But Father, let your word and your spirit ring forth all over this land and country, letting them know that you are God and besides you, there is none other. And you have power. You told us, Father. Somebody said last night, I remember to say, use the power that you have. And we need to be about our Father's business. We need to be in constant prayer, asking you, Father God, to help us that we'll be able to be a better witness for the kingdom work, Lord. And if we can spread this word abroad, Father, because we see what's going on. The enemy wants to come against God's people so that he can shut out, hallelujah, he wants to shut our mouths so that people, men and women, boys and girls, won't get to hear the word as they should, Father. He keeps sickness and disease and all kind of things before us, but we, your word said we are more than a conqueror. And, Father, if we but believe that through faith, hold on to that word, Father. If we'd hold on and hold you up, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for this beautiful day that you've allowed us to live in. Did we deserve it? I don't know, Lord, but you gave it to us. And for that reason, I think you wanted us to have it. And, Father, just keep blessing this line, Pastor BJ, all her needs and everything that she desires, her heart's desires be fulfilled through your word and your ways. Because you said if you come and you believe through faith, we shall conquer. And say even sometimes you be cast down, but he'll rise you or raise you up again in holiness and righteous living. Somebody says, you can't do it. It's too hard. But, Father, we know if you said we could do it, we can do it. And we can stand. We can be holy. We can stand on this word. And, Father, we know that it's a needed time. There's wars going on, and then there's rumors of wars. Men and women won't do right. And some of the ones that are in church and call themselves, they got different philosophies and new age thing. All of this has changed. It's, but if we go by what you wrote in the scriptures and you told us that the word, the Bible, was written by inspired men of God. And some of them said, well, they still was men, but they weren't. God inspired them to write the Bible. And it is our guidebook. Father, we come, we praying for the youth of this country. We're praying for the elderly. We're praying for mankind everywhere, Lord God. There is so much going on, and I know you see it all. But, Father, help us to hold on to your hand, Lord God, and that you lead and guide us in the right direction. Father, that we would be a better witness for you, a sanctified witness, Lord God. You didn't say perfect. You said be holy. And you said holiness without no man can see God. So, Father, we ask you to continue to teach us how to pray, teach us how to live, teach us how to love, Lord God. Father, we do appreciate your grace and your mercy. And we honestly come before you tonight, Father, lifting up the sick and the shut-in, those people that are contemplating suicide, Lord. All of those that need your help, help us to lift you up in some way, shape, or form that they'll be able to see that Jesus is the way, the only way, and that we can trust in him. If we trust and don't doubt, but to hold on to his hand. Father, we pray for the officials of the nations, all these men. Father, let them a godly conscience, that they would be aware of what your words say. And Father, we know that you can move. You said the king's heart is in the Lord's hand. You can move their heart, even though they're not Christians. Father, move their heart in the direction of you and your word. Lord, we love you. Your people praise you, Lord. We praise you for your matchless work. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to hold us and keep us, that we be the ones that you're looking for when you come back in these last and evil days, Lord, that we can go back home to our heavenly home and be with you. We love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory, O Most High. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Bless to all and everyone that's on this line, Father, that their needs be met, Father, that their hearts' desires be given, Father, because they are one that hold on to your word. We ask these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise it. Praise your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Apostle Burton, does anything in your spirit tonight?
No, I thank the Lord for the prayers. The Bible said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and I believe, God, that, Lord, this prayer is availing much in Jesus' name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bless you, Lord, for all those that are on this prayer line. I bless you, Lord God, for this woman of God that's been standing for such a long time. We pray the blessings of the Lord over y'all life, that the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, we honor you and praise you, Lord God. Pray for Ukraine and pray for Israel, Lord God. Pray for all those with wars and rumors of war, but your word is just being fulfilled. So we honor you tonight. In Jesus' name, have thine own way, O Lord. Help us to continue to walk upright before you. In
Thank
Jesus'
you.
Name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed for that. Praise God. I know it's good
Amen.
When something in your spirit to say, and thank God that he just was tugging a little bit on my spirit to ask you that. So I thank God for that that you've given to us tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prophet Bird, if there's not a word from you, I mean, if there is, and if it's not, then we'll go on with prayer requests.
Oh, my dear God.
You can go ahead with prayer requests.
Thank you very much. Continue
oh,
praying.
Oh, praise God, Mother Elsa, Ursa. Okay.
This is,
go ahead.
I don't know what happened to me. My back is hurting me very badly. My back. Oh, Lord. No, he will answer your prayers. That's all I believe.
Thank you, God.
Pastor Burton, will you take that prayer request for Mother Arthur about her back hurting so bad?
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, even as we come in together, Lord, you said where two agree is touching on anything, you would do it. Lord, I don't know how many on this prayer line, but we are coming in agreement right now for your for your healing virtue to go in her back now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we believe you by faith in in the name of Jesus, that by your stripes she was healed. Oh, God, we command every pain to be loose from her now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you now that she was healed by your stripes. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that healeth her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. So right now, God, and Father, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare that she's every whit whole. We decree and declare, Lord God, that every pain is going to be loose from her in Jesus' name, and it is so. Lord, you said whatsoever we believe, as we touch it and agree, you'll do it. So we believe you that you are the healer. You are the great physician. Amen, amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. God, strengthen us, God, in Jesus' name. She always has something encouraging, even when she's in pain, to say to her, thank you for that prayer, Pastor, for praying for her. Bless the Lord. Any other prayer requests?
Pray for the revival this week coming up.
Okay.
Hope y'all can come.
Revival with Apostle Ford.
Pastor BJ, Ford. May I make an announcement?
Okay. We're going to pray for the revival, then I can do that announcement. Father, we do thank you right now for the revival for Apostle Ford. Glory out of Fayetteville, coming to the New Hope, glory to God, our Deliverance Church. Praise the Lord. We're praying, God, for you to move in a miraculous way, binding up every satanic and demonic force that try to enter in or try to hover around, to try to hinder any word that's going to come forth. God, we pray for the man of God that you'll bless him, touch him, strengthen him and his family. Pray, angels of the Lord, being careful about him and those that are traveling with him. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, even for Pastor Burton, God, as being the host church, glory to God there, for the Lord to bless in a miraculous way. We're praying for the people to come in from the east and west and north and south, for those that need healing, those that need deliverance, those, glory to God, need salvation, those that need the Holy Spirit, those that need, glory to God, wisdom, how to go through some of these challenges and trials that they're going through. We're praying that every yoke be destroyed in the name of Jesus, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, COVID, or whatever, that even try to come and we curse and cancel that work in the name of Jesus. We loose the enemy from his assignment, and we pray God's blessing, glory, through the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, intervene, glory, out whatever the needs is. God, we are thanking you for the anointing, even, glory to God, even on down to the healing deliverance, but also the financial part. Whatever the need is, God, you said you'll supply it according to your riches and glory. So we are praying, God, for the prayers that have already been going forth, the effective, perfect prayers of the righteous will avail much, and for those, glory to God, that have been standing and waiting and seeking the face of God, that their prayers will be answered. God, we believe some miracles will take place right in the midst as well. We pray for traveling mercy for all that are traveling near and far in Jesus' name, God. So we bless you and we honor you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. I want to say a few things, please. At first, I'd like to thank Mother McCormick for praying for me and for my brother Alonzo. And we need those prayers, and those prayers mean a lot. And we thank you so much for your kindness and the mercy you've shown toward us in remembering that that is a situation that needs attention, and prayer helps keep him and puts a smile on his face, and I know it does sometimes. It makes him feel better, because you can feel prayer sometimes when it's around you. And I would ask you, anybody that's in the Columbia area on October the 14th, which is this Saturday, I'm hosting at my sister, my last sister that passed, my baby sister's church, a Thank You Jesus party and a little tribute to her, because during COVID, we were not able to take her to church. Not that it meant any difference, but it's just moved on my heart to just say thank you in an extra special way, and I would like for you all to come and help me to lift up the name of Jesus. Some people won't even come into church unless something is going on or whatever, but they won't come to church. But if they come, that they may be, somebody could be saved, somebody strengthened, somebody encouraged. And it's just something that was on my heart. I know nobody probably never heard of a Thank You Jesus party, but that's what I want to do. And if you can't come, please pray for us, that the God will be lifted up in a big and mighty and powerful way. And I thank you all. I love you, and I pray God's blessing, his rich blessing, upon you. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Well, bless the Lord. Pastor Mother McCormick and myself, we did some intercessory prayer before church started, and that was one of the things, too, we had before the Lord, praying for your brother at the time and so forth like this, and for the nursing home and pastor and many of you all on the phone and some others. So bless the Lord and thank God the Lord bless and further remember to bring it back out tonight. So that's a blessing. So
thank
we thank
so
God.
Much.
I also want to say revival was on the 12th and the 13th. No, the 11th. That's right, 12th and 13th. Is that right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's Thursday and Friday night with Apostle Ford in Columbia, South Carolina, as well as right after the next day, Pastor Simpson also for that function. So in the meantime, I guess she'll have to get with you all too as well, some of the ones that can travel down there that are not too far to desire to come, give you that information. But in the meantime, is there any other prayer requests? I also want to thank God for today. That was earlier there. I tried to call her Apostle, glory to God, but I didn't get her early this morning. I had an attack that was crazy. I was going through with a static nerve for a little bit back and forth through the night, having ice on it and some heat. But the Lord put it on my spirit this morning to write almost like a letter to my granddaughter that was in California. Then he put it to me for to give that same message to the grandson. And then when I went to the bathroom, he said, send it to the other. Soon as I sent the last text, an attack came on that sciatic that was unreal. The pain was so excruciating, all from the hip all the way down the leg, sharp pains and then burning and just sharp pains. Couldn't hardly move. All I could do was call on the Lord for the holler, but it was looking like he was just agitating even more. So I called Apostle, but I didn't get her at the time. I just left the message on the voicemail. I just heard her just to pray. But the Eminem came, Evangelist McCormick came across my mind, and she was still resting, but she came out on alert just and did warfare. And I mean, this woman prayed and prayed and prayed and stuff like this, so this thing calmed down. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, I'm giving God glory. It is just real, like on a 3, but it felt like it was on 59, 60, or whatever earlier. I don't know, not no 10. It was crazy. But I thank God and so forth like this. So it has been very, very, very mild. And I give grace, God, that if you're praying that it's not returned, but we sometimes have to continue to persist and pursue no matter how the enemy try to linger on. But I just want to give him glory because what was so amazing about the move of God, and I was grateful because before I could call her, a phone call came in from the doctor's office, and I said, oh, it's going to call. Oh, that's when it really went sharp and crazy before I got a chance to make the call. And he was on the phone trying to cancel an appointment because they called for a confirmation. I'm just a holler on the phone. I say, I apologize, but it's deciding. Every time you try to get a date in, they say, ma'am, I'm so sorry, Miss Everett. And what about him, too? I pray for you feel better. Oh, man, I was just hollering off through the phone call. But in the meantime, you know, there's the doctor's office, they can understand when you're in pain. But in the meantime, I'm telling you, as soon as I got off there, too, I was like, man, oh, I had to call because I just finished that text, and then the phone call came in, and then I made the call, the two calls. And so I bless the Lord for her being on a post, and sometimes our leaders, and other times it can be any of us as prayer warriors. There'll be other assignments, and sometimes we are not available at that time, but whoever is available that we can call upon and touch, and sometimes we may not be nobody else, but just to sit there and still call on the Lord till you get some relief. But we thank God for being able to touch and agree, and thank God for no matter what, all we know the source is Jesus Christ. But thank God just for being available to come together and for that thing to loose, because I'm telling you, that was unreal. But God is who he say he is, and the devil is too. But we know that we have power and authority over him. And like the sister just said earlier, just like Mother Alexander said, use the power that we have, and that's what we're going to have to do. And we know that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but we got to stand on this word. And that what the word was last night of the topics that the Lord blessed me to give each one, it was powerful because God blessed and they brought the word. And we are going to be tried by fire, and we're going to have some testing that's going to go on, and any trial that we go through, glory to God, and any test, if we're not tested, glory to God, then we're not, our faith is not going to be able to stand. So we got to know, glory to God, even in the test, God is in it, and he'll take us through. But bless the Lord. We thank God for the word and the prayers, and also glory to God, God's faithfulness and all that he still do for us. Amen. Anybody else to have a praise report or a prayer request before we close?
Praise
I have
the Lord.
A...
Oh, go ahead.
This is
ahead,
Laura. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I have been having some really horrible pain also from my shoulder all the way up to my neck. And then it'll go up into my eye and make my eye feel like it's going to twist out of my head.
Ooh.
And I've been having some chest pain, but that has gotten better. They don't know if it's coming from my thyroid or what. They really don't know. My blood pressure was high and my pulse was high. So I'm just asking y'all to keep me in y'all prayers.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
praise the Lord. Mother, will let you take that one. I don't know if Pastor already left the line or not, but go ahead.
Now, who was that was talking?
Sister Laura.
Oh, Sister Laura. She was saying she was having pain in her shoulder and her eye.
And the neck and the pressure going up to her eye and her head going up to her eye like a eye going up, a pressure behind the eye. I guess it's like excruciating pain there, like it's going to pressure to pop out. But then also, she was saying her blood pressure is high as well.
Okay, well, we're going to, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in that name that's above every name, thank you, Lord God, that you see every situation, you know every circumstance, you know what's causing Laura's pain, Father God. And I pray, Father, that you move by your supernatural miracle-working healing power. Let it touch her from the top of her head to the very sole of her feet. Father God, we first of all cancel every assignment, every plot, every scheme that the enemy is trying to, Lord God, secretly plot against her. We cancel whatever affliction it is, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, by the authority of the living God, because you said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. And we have faith in you, Father God, that you are our great, hallelujah, physician. You are our great healer. So we thank you in advance for, Lord God, arresting whatever it is that the enemy was trying to do. We cancel it right now in Christ Jesus' name, because your word teach me that you want us well. You've given us what pertains to life and godliness. So we speak healing, Lord God, over her body, and we pray that your virtuous healing power will be released in every cell in her body at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, hallelujah, you know what may be causing her blood pressure to be irregular, and we pray that it will regulate properly in Christ Jesus' name. Let her heart beat with the rhythm of life in Christ Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you want us well and whole in Jesus' name. So we lift up Laura to you, Father God, and we pray that you will heal her body in Jesus' name. And, Father God, if there's something that's going on in her body that's not regulated the way it should, we pray as if, Lord God, she goes to a physician, give the doctor's wisdom in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, and bring it to attention. Speak, Holy Spirit, if there's something that she needs to physically do. But if it's just an outright attack, we bind it up right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for divine, walking in divine health. And we thank you for, Lord God, your supernatural, miracle-working, healing virtue to be released in her body. We thank you. You said to have faith in God. And then say to the mountain, speak to the situation. So we speak and we take authority over that devil of affliction, and we command him to loose his thoughts in his grip, Lord God, against her body in Jesus' name. Thank you for divine healing. Once again, Holy Spirit, if there's something that she needs to do, let her do it in Christ Jesus. You got to reveal it to us, Father, because if you don't reveal it, we won't know what to do because we're not as smart as you are. We love you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. We pray your divine will be done and pray that she is completely whole in Jesus' name. And we thank you in advance. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard.
Yes.
Could someone pray for, I know we prayed today. Pray for Teresa. She got scheduled for her the pre-thyroid that she got to have taken out is on Thanksgiving weekend. I think it's on, I don't know if it's on the Thanksgiving day, but I know it's the week of Thanksgiving. Pre-thyroid will be taken out. And also I was thinking of this when we was traveling going down home for the funeral. We would always stop to this store, which it was a big store where all these truck drivers would go and rest, and they would get their food and, I guess, go to the bathroom. And so when we was coming through that way, the lights was all dark, and the windows were boarded up. They closed the place down, and all these truck drivers don't have nowhere to go. And you know, my heart just went heavy on that a little bit. And I said, Lord, I said, these men's out here working hard trying to get food or trying to get stuff from one state to the other, and now they don't got nowhere to go and eat. They don't got nowhere to go to the bathroom. They ain't got nowhere. I mean, they probably could rest in their truck. But then I just thought about it because there's so many trucks was out there, and that's where them trucks be going. So, and a lot of time when we on the road driving, you see trucks port side of the road because they get tired. They don't have nowhere to eat. They don't have nowhere to go. And I just thought about all the truck drivers. I don't know if I thought about it because my son-in-law drives trucks too. But I just thought about the truck drivers out there, all of them. And I said, I just thought about it. I just asked y'all to just pray for those truck drivers somehow, in some way, that some things would be worked out, that they would fix a place for these truck men, these truck driver men could get some food and have something nice to go to when they be on the road, you know, taking food or taking stuff from one state to the other. I just thought about that. Yeah.
Okay, Mother Alexander, you pray for her about the thyroid, and I pray for the truck driver. You're not there, Mother Alexander? Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you and we honor you and give you glory and praise. So truly, this is the day that she just dropped off. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, for your healing power. You sent your word out to heal, and your word, glory to God, already let us know you desire for us to be healed and whole, glory to God, and prosper and be in good health. So we pray for Teresa now, God, when she get ready to go through this process, glory to God, for getting her thyroid done. We are thanking you for her, for the divine healing. Thank God for the miracle already for her kidney. Glory to God, and everything going well. So we thank you there will be no side effects, no problems, no mishaps, no whatever, no infections, no problems, glory to God, as she goes through this procedure. God, we pray that you got the hands of the doctors in the name of Jesus, the anesthesia, all the ones that the nurses, everybody that have any care with her. We're thinking that she go through this process and it'll be a quick healing, and you manifest yourself, and even the doctors will be amazed about how quickly and how well she did. It won't have anything to do with any other parts of her body. So we blessing you, God, for you moving on her behalf and strengthening her and encouraging her too as well. We bind up any fears that may try to come. And God, we know the doctors have to give out the information about, you know, all the pros and cons, but we believe in that her life is hid in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, all be well. We pray for the truck drivers, God, in the name of Jesus. As my sister said, glory, after so many of them parked there, and there's many places they had in time past that they can stop and have their, glory, their food to get revived and get refreshed, glory, out of eating and using the bathroom or however they have to do. But, God, we are praying right now that whatever that place that may have closed down because of the economy, that some other places will be open up, or someone, glory, out of the business will come back open for that. But we are praying all be well. There will be no complications, no problems. It won't be no mishaps or nothing else going in among all of them stopping there. error or whatever, we're praying that they will get their proper rest to get back on the road. And if they have to pack up, glory to God, some things before they even get to this stop, the ones that are familiar with it and the other ones that are not, God, it may end up just being a rest place for them. But we're praying the new ones and the other ones that they'll be better equipped. But, God, we just pray you can continue to bless them to be safe on that road in the name of Jesus and get the things that they need. There won't be no situation where some had to stop and thought it was open, and then they have to go and relieve themselves, that they won't have to be in trouble about that too as well. So we are praying preparations will be made, and God, provisions will be made in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you for putting that on my sister's heart and her concerns and her care. In Jesus' name we pray, and we give it back to you, and we thank you, Lord God, as we cast these cares back to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We bless. Okay, look like somebody else that came on. Praise the Lord. The lines open back up again for, I guess maybe they dropped off. Praise the Lord. Anybody else, glory to God, that have a prayer request before we hang out? Bless the Lord. Thank the Lord. Hello? Okay. God, we thank you again. Hello? Sounds like somebody's saying something. But nevertheless, Father, we thank you tonight for the prayers and glory to God and the prayer warriors. And thank you, Lord God, for blessing each one of their homes. Whatever the need is, God, you said you supplied. And if we delight in you, you give us the desires of our hearts. Our will become in your will. God, we thank you for moving and proving. And God, we thank you again for Israel and glory in Gaza and all those things in this attack, wars and rumors of wars and more than anything, all the destruction that's happening from it. God, man can't come together. Everybody wants power and wants to step on the other person and whatever and wants to be in control. We know this spirit comes from the devil. But God, we plead the blood of Jesus standing on your word for their protection, their shielding. And God, we are praying, glory, for all of those that have already been bereaved because, glory to God, of the fighting and the killing in the name of Jesus because of power struggles. God, I'm praying that you open the heart of man so they won't be so vicious about trying to get their way. We pray for our United States and even stretching themselves thin for helping here and helping there and doing whatever. God, we know plots and plans already set up against this country for the longest, and now we're praying more and more against the fight on the inside against one another. So while you're fighting one another, other ones are finding places to get in, glory to God, to set up sales even more. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, praying for an awakening, because in God we trust need to get back to the foundation. And thank God for those that are praying all around the globe, especially in our own United States, because other than that, the enemy would have a field there even the more. But God, you're trying to get our attention, even in the midst of the enemy trying to destroy us. But we're praying for mercy and praying for grace all around, and even for those of Israel, glory to God, for Ukraine, praying for this United States, and praying against the satanic forces that want to use China, want to use, glory to God, Russia, Korea, whoever else out there, glory to God, to set up traps and plots and plans in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we don't even know what's even going on with Japan, but you know everything. We are praying, God, touch and cease this thing, glory to God, that's going over in Israel as well. God, we are praying you continue to keep us and praying awakening for the army of the Lord to wake up and come on one accord, that we will not be divided. And help us, God, to keep praying in spite of what we hear, and don't let ourselves get depressed, oppressed, suppressed about the things we're going on, because you've already prepared us. You said man's heart would be failing them, glory to God, for the things that are come upon the land, but you weren't talking about us, because you prepared us and not have us ignorant. So we pray for strength for each one of us to get a stronger foundation with you to stand and not be swayed by people's opinions, and even the ones that we love so dearly and had so much, glory to God, faith in, or either admire, that even when they start turning their backs and turning away, help us, God, to get rooted more and grounded so we won't fall off the cliff, glory to God, and fall in destruction because somebody else did, because we care for them or love them. But keep our eyes fixed on you. And God, we thank you for your love, your mercy and grace, for the excitement and anticipation of greater things yet to come. Thank you for the revivals all around the globe, revival in the land. We thank you for the local ones. We're thanking you for the people that's bringing it, that are standing and still living holy. Thank you for our pastors and leaders, glory to God, that are living as much as they know to live right before the Lord and being an example and encouraging your people. We glorify you, God, because you're still working in the earth realm, and there will be a people that will submit and obey. And God, we thank you for that remnant and help us to stay in the ark of safety so we can be in that remnant to be used greatly and powerful for your word. Cover all of our families, our loved ones, and our church family under the blood and angels being camped. Thank you, Lord God, as we anticipate for greatness of greater things yet to come. Use these vessels for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for sweet rest and sleep. Throw it out and your continuous revelation knowledge and the reveal unto us in the name of Jesus as we stand, glory God, in faith and obedience to your call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I'll bless
amen.
The Lord. So we're looking forward to a move of God and greater things yet to come. Seeking healing and deliverance and bind up every satanic attack to try to come up against this prayer. Our bodies are those things that God has already given us to stand on, that we hold fast to the faith as we continue to pray for those others as well. And God has not forgotten our labor of love, so help us go out to keep speaking and decreeing, declaring the word over ourselves so we can be strengthened enough to be able to help somebody else. Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again.
Yes.
I have a birthday on Thursday, y'all.
Oh, praise the Lord, Brother McCormick.
Happy birthday.
Well, birthday. And just in case, we're not going to be on there on Thursday, so to the next time. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Lord bless you. Happy and joyous birthday. Healthy and whole. With blessings,
God
overshadow
bless
you. Glory to God with blessings. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank y'all.
Amen.
Thank you
for your glory.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Here's
his
McCormick.
Huh? Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Well, bless the Lord. Amen. Have a hallelujah, amen. Blessed time, blessed week till we meet up again.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Shalom. God. Have a blessed week.
Shalom,
amen.
Shalom. Praise God.
Shalom.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.